Forward. By the Most Reverend Michael B. Curry, Presiding Bishop of the Episcopal Church and author of Love is the Way, Holding On to Hope in Troubling Times.
God calls us, each and every one of us. Calls us out of what is comfortable and familiar to move more deeply into the way of love. Calls us, lay people as well as clergy, to find our voice, and like the subtitle of this wonderful book says, speak up with faith and courage. And when we dare to follow that call and unleash our voice, then remarkable things begin to happen. This is what Helen Moses has learned, and what she now shares in the pages that follow. I first met Helen when she was serving on the vestry of St. Michael's Episcopal Church in Raleigh. I was bishop of the Diocese of North Carolina at the time, and preaching about what it means to follow Jesus and be part of his movement. Helen took seriously that call and is now sharing with others what God has shown her in the process, not just to practice what she preaches, but to preach what she practices as a follower of Jesus. This is a book worth reading. In Helen's stories, you just might hear something of your own experiences, your struggles, and your hopes for a meaningful life. And you might just also hear God speaking quietly to you about how you can be part of the change that is needed in the world around us by letting the Spirit help you to make changes in your own life. Everyone knows that ours is an increasingly divided world, with people talking over each other and about each other, while refusing to make time to talk with and listen to each other. For so many people, the way of love that Jesus lived and proclaimed seems far from the reality in which they find themselves. They need someone to show them that way, someone like Helen. Someone like you. When you read the Gospels, you see again and again that Jesus met people right where they were at, in their cluttered and confused state. He met them and accepted them because he loved them. But because he loved them, he didn't leave them in that cluttered and confused state. He invited them to walk with him, follow him in that way of love. That means not just loving God, not just loving neighbor, but also loving one's own self. This is what Helen learned for herself, and what her unleashed voice can hopefully help you to discover as well. Because when that happens, when it becomes truly possible to talk with and listen to those who are different, then divisions give way to understanding. Selfishness gives way to mutual care, and the nightmare we all too often see around us gives way to the dream God has for this world. So thanks indeed to Helen Moses for speaking up with faith and courage, and for encouraging all you who read this book to do the same. God bless you as you dare to find your way and claim your voice.